we've talked a lot, and you know, I think people can actually go to the video of the meeting and hear more about some of the discussions we had about tolerability and toxicity. But I'm just kind of curious how you sort of see this playing out over the next few years, if in fact people actually start having this therapy being made available to them. Let me ask you something. Have you given CAR T yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
are you a transplanter? Do you do transplants?
I would say I am a previous transplanter. I stopped doing transplant about 2 years ago. You know, and it's actually a really important point, I think, in our institution to be able to do transplant and CAR T. There's a lot of quality metrics that go into this. This is a high-risk procedure with potential neurotoxicity, cytokine release syndrome, you know, close collaboration with your intensive care unit physicians, and you know, the amount of regulatory and just sort of oversight and quality and safety pieces that were there, you know, that's been turned over in our institution to the director of the transplant program. So I formerly did transplant quite a bit, but made a conscious decision not to do it in the last few years.
I'm just kind of trying to figure out how this is going to play out, you know, if it ends up being given to a lot of people. And I was talking to Krishna Komandori, who's at the University of Miami near us, and he's past president or president of the American, was the transplant, now it's cell therapy or whatever.
Right.
But we were talking about the needs for, you know, education and transplanters. And I assume that it's eventually, theoretically, it's going to be the, you know, community-based transplanters, which there are plenty of, are going to end up giving CAR T. What do you see as the key challenges there in terms of, you know, kind of learning not only how to manage the toxicity, but all the other aspects of the treatment?
Yeah, no, I hope it rolls out very slowly to the community, mostly from a safety perspective. And there's a lot to learn. I mean, even within institutions, the difference between the trials and the real world, we learned a ton about when to give steroids, when to give tocilizumab. You know, in the beginning, we were told avoid steroids at all costs, avoid tocilizumab. Now it's given preemptively. And I think there was toxicity as we had that learning curve as a community. And I do think that there will come a time when CAR T should be available to people at multiple different sites, even if they have a low volume. But I think that day is still a ways off because we're still learning about how to manage the toxicities. You really need a team. You need an ICU team. You need a strong transplant team. You need nurses and nurse practitioners and pharmacists that all understand, you know, what's happening physiologically.